By the Guardian's Martin Chulov in Aleppo. Martin, it's incredibly difficult to work out what's going on in Salah Ad-Din. Can you enlighten us?
Well, it's obvious that the regime is trying to push into the suburb. They have been for the last 48 hours, and they did intensify efforts in the early hours of this morning. They're claiming that they've succeeded. We've spoken to rebel commanders on the ground, people that we've dealt with there, and we dealt with again this morning, and they say they're still in place. They say that some of their fighters. They say regime tanks are moving up both sides of the district, and it is a pitched battle for Salah Ad-Din, but at the moment, the rebels say they are prevailing.
Are they confirming that they've withdrawn from at least some places?
Yeah, they say they've made a tactical withdrawal from a couple of streets, moved back to consolidate positions, but they say that the regime hasn't yet advanced into those areas, but they're expecting that advance very, very soon. They insist that they still hold the vast majority of the district, and that the withdrawal that they have made is only a matter of 15 or so metres and is tactical.
So, do you think it is fair to say that the ground advantage has begun?
I think it's fair to say that Salah Ad-Din was always going to be ground zero for the battle for Aleppo, and that the only way to dislodge the rebels from Salah Ad-Din was going to be with a ground invasion. It's been led by tanks. From what we can understand, there aren't too many infantry with them, although they could follow later in the day. It's certainly limited at this point. There are no ground forces, regime ground forces, that is, in the rest of the city, but in Salah Ad-Din, certainly some kind of a push is underway.
It's been compared to Babar Amro in Homs. Is that a fair comparison?
In Babar Amro, what we saw is regime artillery standing at a distance of about 3 to 6 kilometres and bombing for days on end. In fact, I think it went on for about 20 days before ground troops entered. It hasn't been that extensive in Salah Ad-Din so far, from what I can remember. It's about 2 weeks. The regime tanks are very, very close. They're within firing distance. Rebels were claiming that in the early hours of this morning they were able to hit some of the RPGs. We didn't see that in Babar Amro either. But speaking more broadly, I think the way that this battle is going to play out is going to be more like a war of attrition rather than a very quick, decisive battle.
You reported this morning about 4 defections. Can you say any more?
Yeah, there were two of them were very senior. They were one brigadier and a colonel who had been active in the fighting in Aleppo until 48 hours ago when they took leave. They live in the city. They went to their family homes. They grabbed their families and they've headed out into the hinterlands. They've been sitting with rebel groups for the last 48 hours and they've been debriefing them on what they know about, or what they claim to know about, the imminent regime invasion. They did say that there would be jets bombing between 3 and 5 o'clock this morning. That actually happened. At 3:15, the jets came in and started to fire cannons into nearby houses and neighbourhoods. They also said that there would be some kind of a ground invasion this morning. That seems to be happening as well. So I think the information that the defectors have provided is so far checking out and is proving to be valuable.
And now, is all the focus of the rebels on Salah Ad-Din? You were talking earlier about plans to raid an intelligence base and the battle for the citadel continue.
While this has been going on for the last 3 days or so, the rebels have been continuing to push into certain areas of the centre of the city. They do have their eyes on the area in which the Air Force Intelligence Headquarters is situated. It's just to the west of centre. That's seen as a particularly important target for many of these fighters here who say that they have relatives inside prison cells. They also launched a push into the citadel area yesterday afternoon. They claimed that that was successful and that today they'll be able to show people around the citadel, which they say is now cleansed of regime troops. That remains to be seen. But Salah Ad-Din is extremely important, but there have been other battlefronts elsewhere in the city. The rebels don't seem to be throwing everything they have into Salah Ad-Din. They seem to be able to mobilise into other areas and choose the time of joining the battle.
How can they remain so bullish when they're facing such overwhelming firepower?
It's true that they're very much outgunned, very much outnumbered. They seem to think that if the regime sent its infantry into the city, they would be risking large numbers of defections. So they seem to think that they have both the enthusiasm and the determination to push through with this. So we have seen defectors in recent days who have come into Aleppo, not many, scores of them, no more than that, but they have been speaking to rebel forces and saying, you know, that the morale is very poor out in the outskirts there, and there are many more who do want to defect. So the rebels are emboldened by this. They do think that they have a superiority in terms of morale, in terms of commitment, and they think that that's going to get them through.
Okay, Martin, you're doing a grand job. Are you safe?
Yeah, it's reasonably safe. Jets are the worry. You don't see them coming, and luckily they're not real grenades, but when they do come, they're a dreadful worry. But in terms of the ground forces, in terms of the community itself, we can move around.
Okay, take care, mate. Thanks.
You're welcome.